Shin Sadek Aleph Sif Aleph. Bechol Mishpatei Bitul the Mishpat Shochem Layel Bechatzeru Kainu B'Mavu. All the laws of somebody forgot to make an Erev Nisrotze, and therefore he has to make a Bitul. This also applies to a Mavu Shem Shochem Chochotze Achas. When he stopped, when he was there, so she said, "Shav Bnei Mavu." Or Heim Lo. Just like we saw a house in a Chotze, can be Bitul. To the Bnei Achotzer. Here, a Chotzer, which is not but a Mavi, the entire Chotzer is Mavata themselves to the Bnei Mavi, or the other way around. Ava Bishem Rabbi, Shem Nei Chotzer, Gavi, Mavi, Chashuv, Miki Yochad, Bechotzer. Even though we learn by Bitul, you cannot be Mavata to two independent people. But a Chotzer is considered one unit in respect to Mavoyas. So you can be Mavata to one Chotzer. Bechomish Vede Yisrael, Bechotzer, Amen Yehudi. Okay, in a movie, also the problems that a guy creates in a chotzer, he also creates in a movie. Or even here, even in a city. Shein also the tatal b'movoi, or b'mokev v'schoyme, atchi yishnei chatzeros, shishnei bati Yisrael b'ir. Just like we said, in respect to a chotzer, you need two houses of Jews. In respect to a movoi, you need two chatzeros of Jews, open to it together with the guy, and then he masters the movoi. Chotzer achas lo. Here's a chiddush, only one chotzer. It's not a problem because the mice, you have a whole bunch of people there. But we go by units. There's only one unit of people. I feel the Shabbat bottom she saw Bzukhun Seichem. It's considered there was only one unit of Jews together with a goy, and therefore you would not need a shittah. All this is in a case where there's a wall around the city. Because without that, there's stamp problems of carrying in the city. Because you don't have walls. If you had a wall around the city, you could assume that it was walled for dwelling purposes. It's just a fortress, then, in a stam, it's not mukav l'dira. Once you have two chatzeras of Jews, and there are goyim there, so every chatzer that a non-Jew lives in, Jews have to rent from him. It must be much easier misar ha'ir. It's not enough that they rent the guy in charge of the city, even though they have to pay taxes, because he can't get rid of them as long as they're paying the taxes. That's the opinion of the Mechader. The Mele doesn't have control over them, so you have to go directly to them. Ramos says, V'yeshayim v'davkelinin ha'itzul ha'atzes l'shus en Yehudi. The Tsar, one who's running the city, does not have control over the houses, so they can't be mevatel or permit their houses to be used. Avul etalvim amolva yochel iskom achidish. Make a sphere. It's only respect to the Jews taking it in and out of their houses and bringing into the mova. Shaydech amolva yishel sav yochel esalak kol ha'edim yehudim yisham. He does have the right of the streets, and he can say the goyim should not be able to use that street. Then you make the street not can be considered a goyish street. Tiz mechabe v'medva mamuim b'shar she'ein habotn shaloi. That which you say you cannot rent from the one who is in charge of the town if he doesn't own the houses. And he can't use their houses even in time of war. In a place where everything in the city is under control of the minister, you can rent from him or from his workers. He does have access to the houses at time of war. He could put in soldiers or military equipment into anybody's house he wants, and therefore he has a shaykh to the house. So once again, according to the Mechaber, this heter is only in a case where he has rights to use their living quarters or to remove them from the quarters. He doesn't have any of the two. Even at the time of war, he cannot put his soldiers in their house. Then he cannot rent their houses from him.